Welcome to the Space Show, Akash. Well, you've got a poster here. Rather fascinating. What's it all about?
So my poster is looking at Mars rovers. So one big problem we have currently is that because you're so far away, communication is a big constraint. And you can only talk to it once a day. So you can imagine if scientists can only decide where to go once a day, how slow the progress might be. And in fact, currently it only travels about 1 centimeter per second, a typical rover speed. So what I'm proposing is that if you can model scientific knowledge, put that into the robot, can you make it more intelligent? So in the time scientists can't talk to it, can the robot keep sampling like it's supposed to and find interesting scientific observations?
Now, the Curiosity rover and before it, Spirit and Opportunity, were able to do a little bit of autonomous work, but basically they were limited to where people already knew stuff was. In what way will yours be different?
So in Curiosity, the autonomy part came in safety aspect. So if there was a rock, it would avoid the rock and make sure that it doesn't crash. But the idea behind my work is that because scientists only see one image at a time, there's a chance of missing a lot of observations you might make. So my work will allow you to capitalize on things scientists can't see, but the robot can. And therefore, you might see an observation you would have missed otherwise.
Oh, okay. And would the the rover be able to automatically say, hey, this rock's interesting, let's go to it and sample it?
Absolutely, that's the idea. So a robot has a bunch of sensors, like a spectrometer, a camera, a laser scanner, so it can decide which one is the best one to use, depending on whatever your goal is. So let's say you're after evidence of water, it can try to figure out which rocks are the most important. It picks it up with the camera and decides when to use a spectrometer so that it doesn't waste its measurements. It keeps track of energy and all that. Yeah.
So you need a pretty smart computer on board.
Yeah, I guess there has many computers on board, actually. Yeah, that's the idea. And many cameras as well.
And which center are you associated with?
This is the Australian Centre of Field Robotics, based at University of Sydney.
And what's your role there?
So I'm a PhD candidate over there. So about 2.5 years in, another year to go. So just trying to crack down on the research now, doing all my experiments.
And what would you hope your future career would be?
Well, something like NASA would be amazing. I mean, getting to build the next generation rover would be a dream. But fingers crossed.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show. Well,
thank you very much.